Welcome to FitzArns Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer, designed to keep you informed and captivated about the South African residential property market. Subscribe to our channel today and enjoy conversations with some of the most influential, innovative, and interesting industry experts, stakeholders, and scheme executives as they render input in today's property market.
Good morning. I'm Pearl Skeltimer, the CEO of FitzArns Estates, and once again, welcome to our property exchange. At long last, we have managed to get an appointment with a representative of NAMA, the name on everyone's lips, the National Association of Managing Agents. A very warm welcome to Kerry Lee van Aart. She's going to tell us all about NAMA. She's going to explain to us what managing agents should do, what should be considered a professional managing agent, and why we should all be members of NAMA. Good morning, Kerry. A warm welcome to you, and thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Pearl. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, so let's start off NAMA. Exactly what is NAMA? What does it stand for? And what function does it fulfill in the property industry?
Okay, so basically the role of NAMA is to promote and advance the interests of community scheme management in South Africa. So our core focus is really on training. Recently, we have partnered with the University of Pretoria, and in collaboration with them, we have actually developed a short online training course, which is aimed at owners, trustees, and occupiers of sectional title schemes. The content is quite broad. It covers the meaning of sectional title ownership, how a sectional title scheme is created, the management of a sectional title scheme, the rights and obligations of owners in a sectional title scheme, also the operation of the community scheme's ombud service, as well as many other topics. So we really encourage as many trustees, owners, tenants, or occupiers to subscribe to this very, very topical course. After completion of the program, the owner, trustee, or occupier will have a clear understanding of what it implies to live in a sectional title scheme and why management of the scheme is so important. NAMA also hosts a number of free training webinars, and we usually make use of the Zoom or the Teams platform, and we also host events throughout the country where we invite industry experts to present on a variety of hot industry-related topics. Very importantly, we are in the process of becoming a professional body. Being a community scheme manager, we feel, is not the same as being an estate agent. Community scheme management is a profession on its own with its own identity. And what we are trying to do is to create a profession which will benefit the industry by ensuring that portfolio managers will have a certain level of knowledge specific to their role. This will lift industry standards and enhance service levels, thereby ensuring consumer and industry protection. Professionalization will create a career path for those individuals in the industry or those wanting to enter the industry. So essentially, we're hoping that those who are finishing school summer tricks will actually aspire to becoming property managers and will attend the necessary training. Part of being a professional body means that we must create designations for members, which will prompt them to further themselves in their career path. Together with the University of Pretoria as our training partner, three designations have been identified, and these link to the successful completion of a training course and other practical experience. So the three designations that we have currently identified that are linked to the three-year course are level one training. Once you have completed that first year course, you will be called a community scheme portfolio manager. Then you will move on to level two, and you will receive the title of senior community scheme portfolio manager. And then once you have completed your third year of training, you will be referred to as a professional community scheme portfolio manager. So we see this all as very important, especially with the number of complaints we receive, basically to create standards in the industry and to ensure that everybody is operating from the same base. And once we are registered as a professional body, the process will start to have these courses SAQA accredited, So then they will have an NQF rating applied to them. So we're very excited about that.
I can't tell you how much I welcome this. This is something long overdue. So is there a timeline for this? When will this be available, or when can one start to enroll or refer possible candidates for this course?
So we're actually submitting our application to SACWA on Monday. So it has involved a lot of work and updating policies and ensuring that everything we do is professional and in line with their standards. The level one course through the university, we're hoping will be available January, February. By that stage, I don't foresee that we will be registered as a professional body yet. However, if somebody completes the course in the meantime, and at a later stage, it becomes accredited with an NQF level, they will obviously receive that accreditation as well.
Okay. So, in your opinion, what is the role of a managing agent?
The role of a managing agent, it's very important to remember, I think, firstly, that the duties of a managing agent are based on a contract. So the legislation doesn't specify what the actual role is of a managing agent, and it will depend largely on the contract that is signed between the managing agent and the body corporate, and all those duties should essentially be listed in the contract. However, in general, we find that managing agents sort of perform standard functions. So they're usually responsible for the administrative duties of the scheme. This could include arranging annual general meetings, taking minutes, following up on activities, keeping record of all activities that take place on the premises, arranging building insurance cover, responding to queries. They also often collect levies from owners, manage the body corporate bank account. They usually make payment of body corporate expenses and provide monthly financial statements and reports. They also generally assist in appointing scheme staff, such as caretakers and gardeners, and really just help with maintaining the common property of the scheme.
Yeah, quite a hefty task. Okay, and once again, in your opinion, what are the qualities of a good managing agent?
So a managing agent plays a vital role in the management of community schemes and guiding governing body members. It is therefore essential that they have the necessary professional qualifications, that they belong to NAMA and other regulatory bodies. They must have professional indemnity insurance cover, which is required under the Community Schemes Ombuds Service Act. It's very important that their staff that are employed to handle the collection of arrear contributions must be registered as debt collectors in terms of the Debt Collection Act. They must be able to demonstrate suitable knowledge of the relevant legislation, as the body corporate often looks to the managing agent for guidance. And this is really where NAMA plays a very important role, as we keep our members updated on the latest case law, CSOS rulings, any changes in legislation. Having the necessary up-to-date knowledge is really essential to managing a scheme properly. And then I think most importantly, a good managing agent must have good communication skills and must communicate properly and clearly at all times with their schemes.
I cannot agree with you more. How does NAMA ensure that their members, the managing agents, comply with their code of conduct?
So every year, members must renew their membership with NAMA and must submit their compliance certificates, their updated FFCs or Fidelity Fund certificates, so that we can ensure that they remain compliant and are registered with the relevant regulatory bodies, such as the Estate Agency Affairs Board. Any complaints against a NAMA member must be lodged via the NAMA website, and these are investigated and the necessary action is taken to ensure compliance with NAMA's code of conduct. Any non-compliant members may be terminated as members of NAMA. And we do have an ethics committee that is established. So if it is found that if I do receive a complaint of a very serious nature, then it is referred to a committee for a decision. And then, yes, we do remove them as members if they are found to be non-compliant.
Are there there members out there not registered with NAMA, percentage-wise? How many members do you have?
So, yes, we have quite a lot of the fly-by-nights, and I do come across them quite often, mostly through complaints, people complaining about their managing agent and not performing adequately, and then when I check on the system, they're not members of NAMA. Unfortunately, we don't have statistics on the total number of managing agents versus our members. However, we are aware that when the banks grant bonds in community schemes, they often require confirmation from the purchaser that the managing agent is a member of NAMA.
Is that so? That's something new. Never heard that before.
Yes. And it really makes it very important then for schemes to do their homework when appointing a managing agent and to ensure that they are registered with the relevant regulatory bodies and also with NAMA, who actually influences the regulatory bodies.
Okay. Another question on this. Can our clients, the trustees or scheme executives, contact NAMA to verify membership or ask for recommendations of managing agents in their area?
Yes, absolutely. We get quite a lot of that. All of our members are also listed on our website. And we've actually got a really nice search function. So if you're searching specifically for a managing agent in your area, there's a nice little search option that you can use. But yes, if they also just want to confirm, they can refer to the website. Otherwise, they can contact us directly.
You make me a bit worried. Myself being a managing agent in the Pretoria area, if a client would phone for recommendations and there are 15 or 20 or 50 managing agents registered with NAMA in the Pretoria area, how does NAMA recommend?
Currently, we don't recommend. So we just refer the who's ever querying to our website and then they can select. So often then they just do their own background checks, but we currently don't recommend any managing agents.
Okay, so I have another question which might be a bit tough. You mentioned earlier that you make sure that all managing agents comply with your code of conduct. If they don't, is the only teeth that NAMA has to remove them as members? Is there no follow-up procedure of reporting them to the EAAB or either to the Debt Collecting Council if they are not registered and this forms part of your investigation?
So, yes. Essentially, that would all form part of the investigation. We're not a regulatory body in a sense that we can't, our decisions are not enforceable in a court of law, and that obviously the CSIS holds that mandate. But in terms of our members who are not registered with the EAB or who are not registered with the debt collector, yes, we do that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it actually just would form part of the larger investigation, also just to determine the compliant, whether they are compliant or not.
Okay, but if the Community Schemes Ombuds Service is the body that can take this matter further, shouldn't it be something that NAMA should investigate to talk to CSIS to see how they can enforce their registration with NAMA? Because, yeah, those fly-by-nights create a lot of havoc. It poses a lot of risks for body corporate, and one would like to prevent something like that. So if NAMA can't enforce membership, who can?
So we're also hoping that membership in terms of NAMA would sort of become more mandatory once we are a professional body, because obviously our members will then also become the individuals, the actual portfolio managers, and it would be in their best interest as well as the interest of the actual managing agencies to have as many of your staff registered with NAMA, just so that everybody is on that same level of in terms of knowledge and expertise, and that will actually improve the service levels and the the experience that the schemes have. So I think once we become professional, I think things like that will start falling into place.
I really hope that happens soon.
Yes, they say that there's probably about a 6 month waiting period between submission and becoming professional. So yeah, within the next 6 months, we should be, I don't foresee any problems. So we should be a professional body.
Okay. Lastly, how does people get hold of NAMA? Or if they have questions, complaints, requests, how do they get hold of you? Or is there a national website where NABA can be contacted for whatever reason the clients would require?
So, yes, we've got a website. All of our contact details are listed on the website. Also, we also list all the details in terms of our training and our webinars and our events. So all of that can be found on the website. I can also provide my email address is gm@nama.org.za.
Could you just repeat that?
gm@nama.org.za. We do prefer the complaints and the queries to be logged through the website. Obviously, that's easier to manage. However, I'm happy to receive emails as well. Our office telephone number is 012-567-1556.
Wow, Kerry Lee, thank you so much for that. And once again, thank you for your time. And I am sure our listeners will get great value from this information. Have a good day.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This was FitZone's Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer. Not only do we keep you informed on the very latest in the property industry, we also empower by expanding your knowledge base. Make sure to visit www.fitzahn.co.za to find out more about sectional title scheme management, letting, sales, and trustee training. Remember to subscribe to our channel and follow us on all our social platforms.